The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
The way that the match became very dramatic at the end, that makes this day unforgettable, and part of my history of this sport.
Rafael Nadal has a fourth U.S. Open title. He survived a tough, entertaining 4-hour, 50-minute match against rising star Daniil Medvedev 7-5, 6-3, 5-7, 4-6, 6-4. Medvedev was so close to becoming a Grand Slam champion.
Was I close to winning? Yes, one set away. I mean, everything of it, I would be disappointed with the result, but I will be happy with the way I played.
Nadal is now right behind Roger Federer of Switzerland, who has a record 20 Grand Slam titles. Of course, Rafa would like to reach or surpass that mark, but he insists the love of tennis far exceeds that goal.
I can't just think about Grand Slams. No, tennis is more than Grand Slams, and I need to think about the rest of the things, I play to be happy.
I've been dreaming of this moment for the longest time.
And so have Canadian tennis fans, as the confident Bianca Andreescu envisioned becoming the first from her nation to win the U.S. Open women's tennis title.
After I won the Orange Bowl a couple months after, I really believe that I could be at this stage, and since then, honestly, I've been visualizing it almost every single day.
She even visualized her opponent, American Serena Williams.
The game plan right from the start was to make her work for every ball and to get as many returns in the court as possible, and I think she was intimidated a little bit by it.
Her plan seemed to work well during a 6-3 first set win. Then came a furious comeback by Williams in the 7-5 second set. The tantalizing proximity of 24 Grand Slam titles is not the focus, Serena says.
I'm not necessarily chasing a record, I'm just trying to win Grand Slams, and it's definitely frustrating, but I'm still doing what I can do.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.